brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're now only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntuanzi, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chaliro ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Chibuluga Mines reports Kalulusha Council to Ministry of Lands over land dispute. COMESA calls for improved statistical systems to boost regional integration. In global news, Russian strike on floods kills 10 in one of deadliest attacks in western Ukraine. Welcome to the Phoenix FM main news. My name is Constance Mazinamwinga. The details. Chibuluma Mines PLC has reported the Kalulushi Municipal Council to the Ministry of Lands over the council's alleged illegal issuance of recommendation letters for plots on land belonging to former Chibuluma Mine employees. In a letter addressed to the Chief Lands Officer dated November 6th, the company argues that the council has no jurisdiction over the St. Marceline area property and should not be recommending anyone for ownership of the land. The correspondence signed by company representative Jean Urenda says the land was purchased by Chibuluma Mines at a cost of 1.5 million kwacha, specifically to benefit 200 former miners. The company says the acquisition was meant to honor the ex-employees and ensure they have access to decent accommodation. Mr. Urenda has expressed confidence that the Ministry of Lands will act swiftly to protect the interests of the legitimate beneficiaries and prevent the affected former workers from being left without land. Kalulushi Town Clerk Betty Liswaniso could not be reached for a comment by broadcast time as her mobile phone was switched off. Common Market for Eastern and Southern Africa, COMESA Assistant Secretary General Ambassador Dr. Mohamed Kadar says the region requires stronger and more reliable statistics to support economic and social integration. Speaking during the COMESA 16th Committee on Statistical Matters in Lusaka this morning, Dr. Kadar has told delegates that data is key for planning and tracking progress across member states. He notes that a recent independent review highlighted challenges such as limited funding, staff shortages, and delays in data submission. Dr. Kadar, however, says COMESA is working with partners to address these gaps and strengthen capacity at the national level. He says despite the challenges, progress has been made in trade statistics, agriculture and food security data, infrastructure and energy surveys, and gender statistics, while a regional gender report has also been published.
In third review carried out in late 2025, with support, generous support from staff of Greece and Paris 21, action steps have been recommended to address challenges such as resource constraints, insufficient staffing, delays in data submission, and limited domestication of council decisions, related council decisions in member states. However, we continue to pursue additional funding and capacity enhancement from our development partners with urgency. Several milestones have been attained across the regional strategy.
The meeting has brought together national statistics officers, central banks, and regional organizations to review the performance of COMESA's 2021-2025 statistics strategy. In more news, University of Zambia UNSA Deputy Vice Chancellor for Research and Innovation, Professor Triwo Kalusopa, has urged higher learning institutions to harness artificial intelligence, AI, to advance educational development in line with national priorities. Speaking during the official opening of the Zambia Association of Colleges and Universities, ACCO, academic staff training workshop in Lusaka this morning, Professor Kalusopa says universities need to be at the forefront in establishing themselves as the primary AI research and development centers. Professor Kalusopa has emphasized that AI can drastically improve the administration and delivery of education to create personalized learning pathways that adjust content and pace based on individual student performance and learning style. Professor Kalusopa added that the call is a directive for institutions to move beyond the use of traditional tools and embrace AI-driven approaches by actively shaping, researching, and governing the integration of AI within the educational landscape. Zarku Acting Chairperson Dr. Mick Marley said the academic training program seeks to strengthen the competencies of academic staff in quality assurance, digital transformation through AI, and income generation through research and innovation.
This is your workshop. This is not my workshop. Our workshop. So, you have to interact. Demand, ask questions. There is no standard question.
In other stories, MTN Zambia and the Zambian National STEM Foundation have partnered to launch the MTN Schools Digital Skills Challenge, a pilot program aimed at empowering 1,500 learners from 15 schools with digital skills. The initiative provides free access to the MTN Skills Academic Platform, which offers courses, mentorship, and career guidance to equip students with 21st century skills. Speaking during the signing ceremony in Lusaka this morning, MTN Zambia Chief Executive Officer Abad Rida said the partnership will help bridge the digital skills gap and unlock the potential of Zambian youth. Mr. Reda said the program aims to empower learners to become creators, not just consumers of technology, and spark a lifelong love for science, innovation, and problem solving. He adds that MTN Zambia's goal is to ensure that at least 60% of the youth and adults in Zambia can attain basic digital proficiency.
The MTN Skills Academy aims to provide access to digital and financial skills training across Zambia. And since 2022, we have had close to 20,000 youth access the platform and training programs. MTN is bridging the gap and unlocking the potential of the youth by increasing access to digital and financial skills training in Zambia. That's why we launched the MTN Skills Academy, a free digital learning platform designed to equip Zambians with 21st century skills. Our goal is bold, to ensure that at least 60% of the youth and adults in the Zambia can attain basic digital proficiency.
And Zambian National STEM Foundation Chief Operations Officer Dr. Ma Asobang said the partnership marks the beginning of a vital journey that will empower the young minds of Zambia to embrace the limitless possibilities of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Dr. Asobang said the foundation is happy to ignite a new wave of digital skills, acquisition, and awareness through the Skills Academy Challenge pilot program, which is a transformational movement designed to awaken curiosity, nurture talent, and equip students with 21st century skills that will prepare them for the future job market that is being shaped by technology and innovation. And officiating at the event, Technology and Science Minister Felix Mutati said Zambia's digital transformation journey hinges on STEM education, but notes that a lot of work needs to be done to improve digital literacy and skills, which currently stand at 34%, and STEM education, which is around 20%. He has outlined four